It's an amazing achievement, Desi. As well documented last year, you know, with no pub, no shop, no chapel, and we're a very small community, but we're very firmly on the map now, thanks to our senior teams.
The girls feel a wee bit left out last year, so they decided to join the party.
Yeah, they came home empty-handed on county final night, and it was just a pity because they put in so much effort. But this year, they came home, they worked that wee bit harder again and came home with the title, and we're very, very happy for them.
It's about more than ability. It has to be about a bit about determination as well.
Well, Sandhill people by their nature are very hard-working and resilient, and we went through a period with very little success, but even during that era, there was so much work and effort put in through our club with coaching and various things, and that is where our success has come from. With this current senior batch, you're talking 15 or 20 years of work.
You've mentioned there it's a remote area with no pub, no shop, no chapel. Is the centre of the community the football pitch?
It definitely is. Sandhill people, they get up, they go to work, they go to school, they go to mass, and they go to the pitch. And that cycle probably keeps continuing all year round. And that probably sums up our community.
And saying that, the footballers went the whole way to Croke Park last March, St Patrick's Day, an All-Ireland club final. I suppose when the hurlers delivered a fortnight ago, the Camogues won the first game at Celtic Park on Sunday, there was pressure on the big boys to deliver.
Croke Park was a disappointing end of the season, but, you know, to be fair, Corrifan were an exceptionally strong team. But the hurlers bounced back and won their championship, and that was three in a row, which was a remarkable achievement. And actually, I was talking to Chrissy coming home from the hurling final, and the buzz from the hurling success carried us into the football. I think it was Ballinascreen we were playing next, and that momentum carried into that game, then into the Blahy game, and then on Sunday morning, the Camogues went to Banagher, and it was very fitting to bring home the Martin Mulholland Cup in memory of a tremendous Langley man. And probably the word would have filtered through, Desi, to the football changing room that the Camogues had held up their end of the bargain, and it was time for the footballers to finish it off.